This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Today, our series on the family continues with the question, what makes a family work? Back in the 1940s, sociologists started talking about the nuclear family with mom and dad, son and daughter. But lots of families don't look like that. Can households with two moms or two dads work? What about a single-parent home or one where kids are adopted? Terrence Heath's blog, The Republic of Tea, announces him as Black Gay Father, among other things. He and his partner live together in Chevy Chase, Maryland, and they have a five-year-old named Parker, whom they adopted when he was less than a week old. Now the couple is on the short list to adopt again. Terrence, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So when did you two decide that you wanted to raise a child, and how did you make that a reality?
We always knew that we wanted to be parents. My partner knew that he wanted to be a dad all of his life, and I always felt that I would love to be a parent, but I only wanted to parent with a partner. So when we met each other and started our relationship, we knew that having children would be a part of it. And we explored various options and decided that adoption was the best route for us. And we used an adoption agency that was gay-friendly, and we also wanted to adopt an African-American or biracial infant. That was important to us, and they had a program specifically for that.
Have you found that anything has been more difficult or less than you expected in terms of raising a son as a gay couple?
It hasn't been difficult in the sense that we've run into problems in the area where we live. There are times when we have to be very clear about when we travel, we are a family, the three of us. But even then, when we explain to people that the three of us are a family, it registers with them very quickly. We're very fortunate to live in a very progressive area. And so in our neighborhood, in our community, we're completely accepted. And where our son goes to school, everyone knows that Parker has a daddy and a papa, and he has tons of friends and goes to tons of birthday parties. So I think one of the surprises for me was how many difficulties we didn't run into. That's our reality. I know that in different areas across the country that other families have very different experiences.
So when you think about the whole question of what makes a family work, what have you learned about that? What would you say makes a family work, regardless of what the composition is?
Commitment. I think commitment to each other in terms of the parents being committed to their relationship, as well as the extended family being committed to healthy, sustained relationships, and commitment to doing whatever you have to do to live up to the responsibility that you've taken on for this life, that even if you didn't bring it into the world, you have taken on the responsibility for making sure this child grows up in a home where he or she knows that he is loved and wanted and respected and safe and respected and accepted for who they are.
Now, you mentioned commitment on the, you know, on the behalf of an extended family. What if there are people in your life who are, you know, your parents, grandparents, friends who just say, oh, I can't accept this? Do you say goodbye to those relationships? What do you do?
For me, I have to make it very clear to people, this is my family. This is my first commitment. And I have said these words to everyone that I've had to say them to, up to and including my own parents, that I don't go where my family can't go or is not welcome. Well, and so the number one thing is that anyone who wants to be in my life, in my family's life, or a part of my family's life has to respect that.
Terrence, thanks so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Terrence Heath is a writer, gay man, and father who lives in Maryland.